Alleluia.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Nyamiasumdwie enka ye nyina. It is a privilege to bring you the word of God this morning, and I want to thank the leadership of the church for this opportunity. In that same vein, I want to thank Papa Bembel and the session for granting the youth one Sunday every month to come and serve and to come and worship in the main service. Next week Sunday, JY ne YPG 4. People of God, when I was preparing for this message, I came across this Bible verse, and I just want the projection team to project Revelation chapter 8, verse 4 to 5. Revelation chapter 8, verse 4 to 5. Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 8, verses 4 to 5. I read. It says, "And the smoke of the incense with the prayers of the saints ascended before God from the angel's hand. Then the angel took the censer, filled it with the fire from the altar, and threw it to the earth. And there were noises, thunderings, lightnings, and earthquake." When I read this message, and when I saw this verse, I just felt I should share with you this morning. Say, Yeba nyankupon fi na yeba be bom paya. Yeba nyankupon fi na yeba be sumwa. This is what happens to our prayers, and this is what it does. I say, with the prayers of the saints, it ascends before God from the angel's hand. And then it is filled with fire from the altar, and it is thrown down to earth. And it comes with noises, thunderings, lightnings, and earthquake. So your bomb paya, say na yempaya no eye. Your bani is shemu say ni bomb paya, yempaya no eye juma. Intimestre say, when it gets to that time where we have to pray, Fahunshim, me nyu humfim, bompaya den den, na onu nyankupona, uti impai bono, obemaye imuaye. Amen. Wijo nyamia, wuni ene dinu ye, wijo nyamia, wudi enko na wudi emba, yeda wasia ensadu. Yeiwaya sadu yedawasia sadu antifilo anti
waya sadu
jiji yedawasia sadu
yeiwaya
sadu yedawasia sadu. Yeah. of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Son of the living God, this morning we've gathered at your feet. We ask thee, O God, that you speak to our hearts, that you speak to our minds. Father, speak to our understanding, speak to our spirits in the name of Jesus Christ. This morning, may we hear you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, as I share your word, pray that you speak through me, O God, to the hearing of your people. Father, may they hear your voice and not mine, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We commit ourselves into your hands and we submit to you, Lord. Pray that, Father, Lord, take absolute control over this meeting. Take absolute control over this segment in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. And someone had to put us to say, Yensu Suhu. And it said, the blind sees. The blind sees. Na yaka said the blinder. For the purposes of our theme this morning, if I say ubia unhuadie, the one who is unable to see. Another definition is that one who lacks perception or discernment, say ubi unhuadie, the blind. They need that super. Now, so he's not able to make anything out of what he sees. And I'll pay, as I bring you this message, it is my prayer that by the end of the day, you receive something. That your eyes will be open to the word of God and the truth in the name of Jesus. Say, from the definitions now, projection team, kindly help me project 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 4. Hallelujah. I say, Satan, who is the God of this age, has blinded the minds of those who don't believe, so that they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. Satan has blinded the minds of unbelievers. Niyomuni say obonsan wo frefreni peni bieni. So much say ye kase nyankopon asem kra na. Now, so talking about blindness, if we can see, science, it is when the light enters your eye. Eyo nyankopon han no ena se erawu mu a na se to wani so a eboa ema ohu de se ne onu nyankopon pese uhunu no. Hallelujah. Na se ntisa de a you live in darkness ena no pe irade ndom yen na yentimi hu ne han no onu nyankopon na nkasa nka yen ho na yentimi tena se mo ase. John chapter 12 verse 40. And also can in the fryer who asks him. I say, the God of this, I say, he has blinded the eyes and deadened their hearts so they can neither see with their eyes nor understand what their hearts nor turn, and I would heal them. The Lord has blinded their eyes and hindered their hearts so that their eyes cannot see and their hearts cannot understand and they cannot even turn to him. But he is the healer. Hallelujah. People of God, the restoration of sight comes when you turn to Jesus Christ. Spiritual blindness, where people look They have all their degrees, but very basic things they can't just understand. Bible says in the book of Genesis chapter 1 verse 27, I'll say, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. This is the truth. This is the light. This is the word. Then, of course, we are seeing. Now, let me tell you news, Ghana. LGBTQ plus plus minus minus. Then, of course, we are seeing. Your mom pioneer says, oh, no, you're not going to be a dumb. Nani haino ebetoye nsu, nani haino ebetoye ni. Na yetimye hunu, what it is. Male and female, he created them. And that's it. Hallelujah. Yankin kansama ye kaimayen from Mark chapter 10, verses 46 to 52. Ho ene ne, minu beche ensem kakrebi. Na yashwese yibitimye abompaye kakra. And he said, Jesus Christ and his disciples were on the way to Jerusalem in Judea from Capernaum, which is in Galilee, north of Jerusalem. And on his way, he had taught so many lessons. The Pharisees were with him. John ba, no more the questions aba. Na, or more answers. So he had taught on so many lessons, and the message of Christ Jesus coming to Jerusalem had already gone ahead. Enti na kire se ne ho asem no eko se Ura Yesu, the Messiah of the world, oba, oye nwanwade bebre. Enti ye kan be do verse 46 of Mark chapter 10 now. I say then they got to Jericho. And as they moved out, a great multitude followed them. And a blind man called Bartimaeus sat by the wayside begging for alms. Bartimaeus watese ajenkwane ba. Watese orebi ba. Yen insentrene ene enwanwansem bebre. Ocherche nyamia semu pefe. The word got to Bartimaeus before Christ got there. Intinu wajiedi nyamia semu awaten wajiedi wana kume muse. So Ray drew her. Kwen biaso. Mejima yarisa. Hallelujah. Now, it was just amazing how Christ Jesus, after Bartimaeus got his restoration, he said it is his faith that brought him that miracle. Nyamia semo te, you know, it built up faith in him. And Bible says that faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. And I know pay say wutie nyamia semi. Emao nyankopon emao gidie sron kumbi. Ah, odi sa boldness no ebeba nanim. Na odi abebo mpae. Hallelujah. Sa faith, that word faith that was used in that verse is the same word translated that was used in Hebrews chapter 11, which means that to believe, to trust, to have confidence, and the one that I like most is to be fully persuaded. To be fully persuaded. Say, ujidi, 100% that, say, adewe uya, ebeyeye. That full persuasion is what Bartimaeus had. Enti emre bani say, Christo echemuno. Talking about this definition of faith, there is this music writer, Edward Mood, and he captured this whole idea of faith in his hymn that he wrote in 1836. Or say, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. And all other ground is sinking sand. Yes, indeed, all other ground is sinking sand. We're still talking about Bartimaeus. We're still talking about the blind scene using Bartimaeus as our character. Mra Yesu Christo edu Jericho. Ah, o twemu akono. The fire that was in Bartimaeus, asema wate, which has ignited faith in him, caused him to say a prayer. Bompayes runkubi, now say, Son of David, have mercy on me. God, help me. He called Jesus by his royal name. There is a name that when you come and you mention, he is going to stop. He said, Son of David, have mercy on me. Jidiowo onyankopomu. Mane bo sampaiwe. People of God, sometimes there is a need to cry out loud. It drew me be a metiasia. It meets din a bomb pie win trim near meditating on the word of God. It drew me be a metiasia. If it's a besiano, na ye bomb pie. Now, so it drew me being soa. As I saw team. It drew me beware. You have to lift up your voice. Now, say, among the Protestants, if there is any church that knows how to pray out loud, it is the Presbyterian Church. Oh, here in hymn number 3 now. Or say, na empire ding ding. And they encrantia ye digidom. Hallelujah. When you have the chance, na ye basi, na ye maya neswa. Bomb misrao se ube mao nesu no bomb paye din ding. Empo with Bartimaeus no bomb paye no. Na ye kaneshe. Kawanutum. Yen ye weni. Aye hunu krampuno. Yin timi embeine ye. Kawanutum Bartimaeus. The Bible says that the more that they shouted at him, that the louder he prayed. Hallelujah. I mean, can I say, if you've made some wrong choices and decisions in the past that has brought some hopelessness and situations that you can understand, this morning you have an opportunity. Jesus is passing your way this morning. Jesus is passing your way this morning. Jesus is passing your way this morning. I would ask that you call unto him. That you call unto him. And he's going to hear and answer. Libi Amika, Mama Mebako, Mama Christina Dumata. I say, Yempaya and Kitten Kitty, ya 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 boy. Yempaya, ya bopwas and a young hunia ya kay. And from the very first verse that I read in Revelations, it does a lot of things in the spirit before we see it manifest. Hallelujah. But Timios afre Christo. I'm a Christo atenene. He's not caught the attention of Jesus Christ. And this is where, when I got here, I was like, why? 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 Christo, Menefra, from everything going on, Christ knew that this guy is blind. Say, oh, come. Say, oh, making a way to Christ. Menefra, oh, Yenifreni. Christ Jesus asked him a question. He said, Bartimaeus, the old King James, no? I said, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? Hallelujah. What wilt thou that I should do unto thee? O pepa anything. O pepa anything, Bartimaeus. When Bartimaeus was called, this guy is a blind guy. And I like what he did when he was called. Bible says he threw his garments aside. He threw his garments aside. Tarena ne shenu na wan hwe ye na so kaso otumrika na so kaso ye movement the beat me amana tia hwe no. He threw it aside. Hebrews chapter 12 verses 1 and 2. Paul said it when he spoke about the race of faith. He said, let us lay aside every weight and every sin which so easily ensnares us. And let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. Unyadofu, Christ Jesus is passing your way this morning. Christ Jesus is passing your way this morning. Christ Jesus has heard your call. Lay aside the lies. Lay aside the gossip. Lay aside the fornication. Lay aside the drunkenness. Lay aside the anger. Lay aside the quarrels. Let's lay them aside so that we can experience a miracle. So that we can have a testimony of our own. Bartimaeus showed us this. What wilt thou that I should do unto thee, Bartimaeus? It displayed two main things. So you read Job chapter 42 verses 4. Now I say, I will ask you a question and you shall answer me. What wilt thou, Bartimaeus, that I should do unto you? Other versions says, what do you want me to do for you? This question brought out two personalities. Christ Jesus, the Son of God, the God-man, Almighty God, all-powerful God, and a blind man, Bartimaeus, a man that needs redemption, a man that needs restoration. He needs help. He needs healing. He needs mercy. He needs grace. He needs his eyes restored. Two personalities brought out. Brothers and sisters, when we gather like this, it is not so much of just coming in to have fellowship with ourselves and socialize and go home. It is more about having that encounter with Jesus. Hallelujah. It is more about having that time with Jesus. It is more about having that encounter so that when you step out of this place and you are asked, how was church today? You could say confidently that it was good. And that you had an encounter with Christ Jesus. Like the road to Jerusalem. There may be a lot of people in church this morning. There may be a lot of distractions in church. But I ask that when you enter this space, focus on him. Once you enter into this space, you should be ready to have an encounter with Christ Jesus. It could be in the worship. It could be in the reading of scripture. It could be in the sermon. It could even be in a time of effortry. Please encounter Jesus. Don't come in here and go back just like that. When you come in here, just prepare your mind that you are going to meet Christ Jesus, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Alpha and the Omega. He's the one who has healing in his hands. Hallelujah. What wilt thou that I do unto thee, Bartimaeus? This question also displayed Christ's boundless power. Just indicates that he has the power to do anything. Bibi biara obetimi adwene ho bia no ono nyankopon wo tumi owa ho den so obetimi aye. Hallelujah. Psalm 62 verses 11. King James ne say, God has spoken once and twice I have heard. The power belongeth to God. The New Living Translation says, God has spoken plainly and I've heard it many times. That all power belongs to God. Revelation chapter 19 verse 16. I know that you can do. Revelation verses chapter 19 verse 16. Say, hallelujah. Salvation and glory and power belongs to God. Job chapter 42 verse 2. I know that you can do everything. And then okay, Mark chapter 10 verse 27. Say, concerning salvation, Jesus said concerning salvation that when with men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible. Hallelujah. Including healing the blind, including restoring your health, including taking that burden off your shoulders. He is able. Hallelujah.
People of God, sometimes you have to call on God for yourself and by yourself. You have to call on God for yourself and by yourself. And yet there be a and a osofu bi ebe bompaya maun. Dream be a you have to rise up with the faith that you have. Nyamia sema wate. You have to rise up and come to the throne with boldness and pray for yourself and pray for your children and pray for your family. Hallelujah. Bartimaeus prayed for mercy. Son of David, have mercy on me. But when Christ Jesus called him, he asked him that question. He wanted more. Christ Jesus wanted a more specific request. Idrimibia, it might not make sense to you, but humble yourself. Humble yourself. Bro, who wants to show you a coupon? A 2 minute, not 7 minutes. And it will end you well. Hallelujah. This morning, Christ Jesus wanted Bartimaeus to be more specific in his question, in his request. And I don't pay a banyan coupon fee. The Lord wants you to be more specific in prayer. The Lord wants you to be more specific in prayer. When that time comes for us to pray, the Lord wants you to be more specific. And I don't pay, I want us to make much time because of COVID. Almost every now and then you would hear someone who say in crophony be and should not pay attention. But say Benya me fear say na say my no so near bomb pie dear. Now when you are here, unti me new home free. But I will encourage you that anytime we come on the phone, we come on the lines to pray. For who shame? Yem pie no eh nema be bre wo hu mu ansana. Wo hu no emuaye no. For who shame? E bia na sa enhiemu na yeshia no. Empire ye boni nyina. Eye wo hu enefa. Ebi ana no pay ye shame wa hai. Empire ebebo nyina eye wunti. Ena ye bo sa empire no. Fa hu shame. Me nyu hu frame. Place a demand on the promise of God. Speak a word. Come with a specific request. Open your mouth wide and he will fill it. What is that one thing that bothers you so much? What is that one thing that bothers you so much that you can't even share with anyone? Unkwa koketeswa na unim. Krata. Yari ebi. Ebusi asem. Enkwara asem. This morning, Jesus is passing your way. This morning, Jesus is passing your way. If you can think of that one thing and bring it to him, he said, what will thou? What is that thing that bothers you so much? Christ Jesus knew that Bartimaeus was a blind beggar. The guy was poor. The guy couldn't see. He can't even take good care of himself. We need it. Make sure you feel me. I can say, let me fix this. This guy was blind. He was poor. And Christ Jesus knew that. But when he called him, he said, what do you want me to do for you? What is that particular thing that you want me to do for you? Adina eshaw subebre. And on a pay, Christ Jesus is passing your way. He's passing our way this morning. Christ Jesus is passing our way this morning. As we spend that time in prayer, I entreat you to lift up your voice. Talk to him. And as he heard Bartimaeus and stopped and responded and healed him, the Lord himself will touch you this morning. The Lord himself will restore you this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Rise up, let us pray. Kabronde librinde, lima sayanda. Imande libre sayanda, kamandari yande. I want you to thank God this morning. I just want you to give him praise for these words. Perhaps you have heard this story so many times. Perhaps you've read it and seen it so many times. Perhaps you could even preach it better than I did. But this morning, I just want you to thank God for this refreshment that came to you. Give him praise for that refreshment that came to you. Give him praise for his message to you. Thank him for everyone here and for the fact that he has spoken. All power belongs to our God. All power belongs to our God. Kabo yanda. Imande yanda kamande librose yanda. Lema kamande yande. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. We've come to draw. You know that song? Draw. Draw from you again. Again, again, we've come to draw from you again, again, we've come to that particular thing that you want the Lord to step in for you. If it is documents, if it is healing, if it is family, if it is joy in your marriage, I want you to go deep down within. Let's go deep down within yourself. Bring it before his mercy seat this morning. Bartimaeus cried out and he said, Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, help me. And anyone that calls upon God, he helps him. Anyone that cries out loud enough, he helps him. Anyone that calls upon him, he restores him. He's our God. He's our King. He's got all the power. He's got the power to do anything, 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 and all things. Talk to him with that one thing, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, as we pour out our heart, Son of God, Son of David, we call upon you this morning. Have mercy on us, O God. Have mercy on us. Have mercy on us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy on us. Have mercy on us, O Father, in the name of Jesus. As we pour out our heart, O God, to you, have mercy on us. Hear us, O God, as you heard Bartimaeus. Father, like you restored Bartimaeus, restore us in the name of Jesus. Gracious unto us this morning in the name of Jesus. Gracious unto us this morning in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you, Lord.
of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Your bon paye na ye de ye man impenyu for abonu Yankupon ni.
The leadership of Ghana. We are praying that the Lord Himself who heals, the Lord Himself who can take off their scales, the Lord Himself will open the eyes of our leaders, that you are going to take good decisions. One way or the other affects us. The only day that it will be the best, it would be the right, it would be the truth, that decision that would help the country to grow. Let us pray and bring the leadership of our beloved country, Ghana, before the mercy seat. Let's pray. Makabro riyande lebrende le masayanda kamanda imande kebro seyande lebrende le makamanda kabro seyanda imayande lebrende kemanda riyanda kamanda riyande lebrende mashande lebro kemanda makamande lebrende. Open the eyes of our leaders, O God, in the name of Jesus. Open the eyes of our leaders, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, may the scales fall off in the name of Jesus. May the scales fall off in the name of Jesus. Open their eyes in the name of Jesus. Oh God, that you may see the truth, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In the name of Jesus. Son of David, have mercy on us. Have mercy on Ghana. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Pastor Bompire, now they. Yes, of we pay you for and the leadership of this church. Fabro Nunyan Kupueni. Dreamy Biana, Ye Nipa. Dreamy Biana, Yemanaya, Yenukrayenim.
This is just the direction of the Holy Spirit. You just want to pray for the minister. You want to pray for the church. You want to pray for the session members. You want to pray for the leaders of the various groups that this morning the Lord will open our eyes. That this morning the Lord will heal us. That this morning the Lord will touch us as a church. That we'll be aware. We'll be able to discern. We'll be able to perceive in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, we pray and we bring this church, O God, before your mercy seat. We bring the minister and the leadership, O God, before your mercy seat. We ask that, Father, Lord, you open our eyes, Lord. Father, may we discern. May we discern. May we discern. May we discern. In the name of Jesus, help us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we'll take good decisions. We'll make good choices, Father, for your church. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we give you praise this morning, Lord. We magnify you, O God. We exalt you that, yes, indeed, you are prayer-answering God. Yes, indeed, you are God, and you hear us when we call upon you. Yes, indeed, you are God. You have all power. You have all power. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of David.
And I know pay me bom. Your best stress, Bibi Biara. A dawa kumaso, rebebonu yankupon enim. As you enter into this week, that thing that you expect God to do for you, as you get ready to enter into this week, dear, we expect it in this week. Fabre Onuyankupuenim. Say, Papa, whom you mobo. As you're passing my way, Father, have mercy on me. As you're passing my way this week, may we hear that good news again. That good news again. That good news. That good news. Talk to God. Talk to God. Makabro Rianda. Imande Rianda Kamande Lebro Seyanda. Imande Kebrianda Rianda Kamande Le Masayanda. Imanderi anda kamandele brose yanderi anda imandari anda kamandari ande kemandele brende. In the name of Jesus, Father, this week may we hear that good news. 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 Be merciful unto us, O Lord. Father, Lord, this week keep us. This week protect us. Father, shield our families. In the name of Jesus, our children, Lord. In the name of Jesus, on the streets, on the highways, Lord, be gracious unto us in the name of Jesus. Oh God, be gracious unto us, Father. Be merciful unto us, oh Father, in the name of Jesus. Keep us this week, Lord. Keep us this week, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Now what in Baye? Need to me, Baye. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, this morning we give you praise. Yahweh Wahai Elohim, this morning we magnify you, Lord. Yes, indeed, all power belongs to you. Yes, indeed, you are God, the creator of the universe, the maker of our soul. Yes, indeed, it is you that formed us, and Father, you know our very needs. Yes, indeed, you are God, and we are grateful unto you. We thank you this morning. We worship you this morning. We exalt you this morning. We thank you that, Father, when we call upon you, you hear us and you meet us at that point of need. Father, we thank you, O God, and we give you praise for this opportunity to come to your seat, your mercy seat. Father, anyone that calls upon you, you hear them. Father, Lord, you have never, ever despised or left behind they that call upon you. We're calling upon you this morning, Father. Father, you step in the name of Jesus. Father, step in our case in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, step in our case in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, open our eyes in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Open our eyes in the name of Jesus. May we just not see but humans like trees. But may we see clearly in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
May we see in the name of Jesus. Father, give us visions in the name of Jesus and grant us enablement, oh Father, in the name of Jesus. Grant us boldness to possess our gates in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, grant unto us visions, Lord. Put those ideas into our hearts, Lord. Put those ideas into our hearts, Lord. And as we step out, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father, show yourself strong. Father, grant us that boldness, that favor in the name of Jesus. We pray and we say, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, arise on our behalf. Why do we bring you here go anymore? And I don't pay. Bompaye seria de obeye. No, I don't know. Fufro, I say, Afunumu. Father, grant us that testimony in the name of Jesus. That testimony in the name of Jesus. Father, a testimony of our own that we would say, yea, it is the Lord that has done it. We give you praise this morning, Lord. We magnify you in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen. With a messre, say, as a funing in a beboy in a bompire, my mammy bacon, thinks a okakoye, a heart surgery. In young cupona, a summono is the healer. In young cupona, a summono on a tumira. Your mompire, near fire, my mammy brown young cupon in him, say, Empo, as she goes through this procedure, it will end well, it will come out well. She'll be restored, she'll be made whole. Let us pray, let us pray, let us pray. Kabronde, Lima Kamanda, Rianda Kamande, Imayanda Rama Kabro, Seanda Rama Kamande, Librende, Imante Rianda Kamande, Libro, Seanda Rama Kamanda, Imayande Kebrianda, Rianda Kamande, Libro, Seanda, Imante Rianda Kamori, Yanda. Father, we pray and we bring our mother before your seat once again, Lord. We ask that you are God. You formed her. You made her heart, Father. Whatever it is, in the name of Jesus, as she goes through this procedure, we are asking, Father, Lord, for your intervention. We are asking, Father, Lord, for your intervention. We are asking, Lord, for your healing in the name of Jesus. We are asking, Lord, for your intervention in the name of Jesus. We are asking, Lord, for your intervention in the name of Jesus. That our mother will come back with a testimony in the name of Jesus. That our mother will come back with joy in the name of Jesus. That our mother will come back restored in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, we thank you, O God. Yes, indeed, you are a healer. You are a healer. Yahweh Rapha, you are a healer. Father, thank you for restoring our mother. Thank you. It is just a process. It is just a process. It is just a process. The Father, Lord, your glory is made known. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. Amen.